and emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Leah with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the popular children's ABC program Bluey is expecting to have its very own tourist attraction in Brisbane, following global success and an Emmy Award. It will be a massive undertaking, displaying the Bluey home in its entirety, with a house, backyard, creek and a playground. Australian Tourism Minister Stirling Hinchcliffe expects this will provide a significant boost to the Queensland economy.
A team of researchers from the University of Queensland have found that being overweight can impact the body's antibody response to COVID infections. By testing blood samples taken from people recovering from COVID-19, researchers found that those with a higher BMI had reduced antibody levels at both 3 and 13 months post-infection. However, experts say BMI does not appear to influence the effectiveness and presence of antibodies following COVID-19 vaccines in the same way.
In national news, recent changes to the Murray River Darling Basin Plan are being welcomed by First Nations groups. Last week, the Restoring Our Rivers Bill was voted through the Senate, and it will see an additional $60 million in funding for the Aboriginal Water Entitlement Program, bringing the total funding to $100 million. The Australian government says it will continue to work with First Nations communities to increase their water ownership, as recent research from the University of New South Wales find Indigenous peoples currently own less than 0.2% of surface water entitlements.
A Tasmanian community is rallying together in a protest campaign in hopes to stop its local general practice from closing its doors. The East Devonport Medical Centre is facing impeding closure due to an inability to hire and retain staff and will merge with Smart's clinics in Devonport. Its residents will have to cross Mersey River to visit the new clinic despite having limited modes of transport.
In international news, at least 40 people are killed and 85 wounded from severe flooding near the slopes of Mount Hanang in northern Tanzania. Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan sent her condolences and deployed national security forces to help rescue while attending the COP28 climate conference in Dubai. This incident is partially caused by the current cycle El Niño weather phenomenon, which scientists predict will worsen by the end of 2023.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with chances of showers later this afternoon. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all our news for 10 a.m. We'll be back with at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.